developing a constructive communication practice using the speaker-listener technique. Episode 163. Welcome to the Awaken You podcast, where we break down relationship barriers by awakening your true you. I'm Coach Christine, and the two of us will be doing this work together because this process isn't about changing your partner. It's about discovering who you are so you can awaken you in your marriage. Welcome, Awaken You in Your Marriage listeners. Last week, I brought you on a journey into your past to help you discover things you might not have realized about how your past is affecting your marriage, as well as helping you better understand your spouse and how they are in your marriage and using what you learned as a communication practice. As I was writing that episode, I thought it would be really good to share both some effective and ineffective communication styles. Last week, I had you work through a few exercises, and then I suggested that you come back this week to discover ways to make the communication practice I shared more effective. So now this week, you can listen to what I have to share today. Take the work that you did last week and now share it. I always like to start with effective practices first, and then after honoring your commitment to nurturing a marriage you love by following through on that constructive communication practice I share using today's techniques, then you can review how your practice went. You know, one of those things that I always share that you do, go back, take a look, see what you did well, what didn't go so well, and what you can do differently. And then as you're evaluating, by that time, it's going to be the next podcast episode where you can discover areas where things might not have gone so well and learn more about those very common destructive patterns. The first thing I want to talk about today is why the speaker-listener technique is so helpful, and then I will walk you through the process of using it to better communicate what you want to say and to actually hear what they have to say. So you can use this in so many different areas in your marriage, even if you don't have an intentional conversation to start up. Maybe your spouse is talking about something. This is going to give you so much information about how to engage with them. The first thing that the speaker-listener technique fosters is better understanding and connection by taking turns speaking and listening without interruption. You're not talking over each other. You're not cutting each other off. You're not diving into why your stance is better. And when you take time to pause and hear what each other's perspective and feelings are, you strengthen emotional connection, right? You communicate to your spouse that you care about what they have to say. The second reason is that this technique prevents escalation and resentment because each person is pausing and responding instead of reacting. And while I'm thinking about it, before I go on, I want to share something that Corey Muscara shared the other day. I am on his text messaging list, and I love getting his text messages every day, but I'm going to read this message. He writes, respond versus react 101, like a class, like the basics that you need to know about responding versus reacting. He says, feel the trigger. Pause. Feel the tenderness beneath that trigger. Pause. Have compassion toward that tenderness. Pause. And then respond. So when we go through those steps, we can respond instead of feel the trigger, react, right? So back to what I was talking about, which is how the speaker-listener technique prevents that escalation and that resentment. When we put that pause in, they, as the listener, have more opportunity to attune to their body. Even if they're not aware of needing to take that pause, if they're using the speaker-listener technique and you've asked them to just pause and wait until you're done with what you have to say, you're giving them an opportunity to respond instead of react. They can then kind of get in touch with their emotions, even if they don't know how to do that. They're pausing and their body is adjusting. They can also take time to get curious about what might be happening for them, right? And this is the same for you. Like if you're the listener, that pause allows you to attune to your body, your emotions, and get curious about what is actually going on when you can identify those emotions and what's happening in your body. Miscommunication and misunderstandings can lead to arguments and resentment in our marriage, but the speaker-listener technique provides a structured approach to communication, which helps you and your partner avoid that escalation, or at least tame it down a bit, and it helps you resolve conflicts constructively. And then by following the guidelines that I'm going to share in a few minutes, partners can express themselves more effectively. They're not anticipating their partner diving in and being defensive. They know they have some space, because I think that that is also what happens. We often maybe won't even address anything, won't even bring it up because we already are anticipating how they're going to react. But then when we get courageous enough to be able to bring it up, we might have a defensive tone in our voice. We're expecting them to react, so we're kind of getting it out there, or we're acting in a way that we hope maybe shuts them down a little bit, but we do not want to shut them down. So by following the guidelines that I'm going to share, partners can express themselves more effectively and avoid those triggering defensive reactions. The third thing that this practice does is it helps build trust and intimacy, because effective communication is at the core of a healthy and intimate relationship, and it is developed by couples creating a safe space where they can openly share their thoughts, their feelings, and their needs without fear of judgment or criticism from the other person. This builds that trust and intimacy over time, strengthening the foundation of the relationship and helping them feel comfortable opening up more in the future. Let's talk about what the technique looks like for both parties, starting with the one who is bringing the conversation to the table, or they would be in this situation as I'm explaining it. They would be the speaker. So the speaker's role is to understand what result you want out of this conversation. And you can even share that if you want, but before you go to the table, know what you want out of this conversation, and then make sure you speak only for yourself. Stay in your circle. Use I statements when sharing your feelings and your perception of the facts. These are your stories. Don't bring them into your stories. It can be the words they said, the way I perceived what you said, but that's you staying in your circle. Then get to the point as quickly as possible. Don't drag this thing out. Don't bring in a bunch of other stories. Get to the point. That's why planning it ahead of time is so important. Pause every now and then and check in with the listener. Are they understanding? Do they want to paraphrase what they've heard? And that can simply be, am I making sense? Is this making sense to you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And then the listener's role, the person that is listening, obviously, to what you're saying. I don't know why I felt the need to explain that. The goal is to understand what the speaker is saying without interrupting them, without adding information or opinions, without arguing or checking out. It's their role to stay present, to listen, and focus on what the speaker is saying, not formulating a defense or a response while the other person is talking. Your role as the listener is to acknowledge that you are listening. And that can mean making eye contact with them, nodding your head, saying, I get it. I hear you. And if the speaker pauses, you can reiterate what you've heard so far. To do this, you can simply say, what I hear you say is, am I understanding that correctly? Or the way I am understanding what you just said is this, am I on the right track or not? So that allows you to actually pause and not wait till you get all the way to the end and find out that you totally didn't understand, right? And you do this without interrupting the speaker. Now, what both of you need to know, both the speaker and the listener, is that when the speaker is talking, they have control of the floor. They have kind of control of how things go in this conversation. They're the one that brought this to the table. The other person's job is to partake in the listener's role and wait for permission to speak. Even when the listener is paraphrasing what the speaker said, the speaker still has the floor. It's not your turn to take over. You can share the floor. And I really believe that if one person is bringing a topic to the table that, you know, something they want to hash out, they get to define how this really goes. And that can start with like, hey, I have something I'd really like to talk about. I'd appreciate it if you would listen to what I say. I will pause here and there to check in to make sure I'm making sense. You can tell me if what I'm sharing is making sense or not. And then I'll let you know when I'm ready for you to take the floor and say something. And so that is kind of setting the stage for what will happen. You can also say, you know, your spouse, right? So if they like to interrupt, that would be a great way to start it, is that, you know, you can say something when I'm done and I'm ready to release the floor to you. And if you know that your partner likes to kind of, I call it deflecting, likes to take what you're presenting and then share something totally different where the same thing has happened to them, then you're in control and you get to say, hey, we can talk about that at another time. And if you are okay with being able to talk about that one after you feel that you've gotten to the end of your conversation, that's fine. But being able to say, hey, I see that what you just did is you deflected the attention away from what I was talking about by bringing up something else. I'd like to come back to what we were talking about. So back to sharing the floor. This means that you can take turns being the speaker, with the exception of what I was just talking about. And then lastly, let's talk about how to get going using this practice. You may already have something in mind that you want to use this with. But if not, go back to last week's episode and follow along with the exercise that I share in that episode. And you can use that to practice this speaker-listener concept. So starting with last week's practice gives you something less activating to talk about. And just like I always share, set aside time ahead of time to practice these conversations. Don't just pull them out of the blue. You never know when your spouse is like having a bad day. You may not know if they cover it up really well. And then your spouse is prepared. They can mentally wrap their head around that, oh, okay, at 6 o'clock on Friday night, we're having this conversation. And if your spouse is up for the practice, then maybe you can find a consistent time to do so, right? So maybe on date night, with the conversations that you're already having, you can practice during calm discussions rather than in the heat of the argument. And that will help you develop the skill to use when things are a little heated. And remember that this is something you can practice on your own. Even if you haven't explained this technique to them, you can explain it to them with the preface that I shared a little earlier, making sure everyone knows the rules and that there isn't any blame or criticism going on. And so what that means is if you're doing this on your own, when your spouse blames you or criticizes you, you pause and just say that that isn't a part of this conversation. This isn't part of what I want here. That is going to take us to a place where neither of us want to go. Sometimes criticism is a way to stop the conversation, right? I mean, there's more under it than that, but sometimes it is a way when you're showing up pretty level-headed, maybe a little different than you have in the past. Criticism can kind of shake you up a little bit, right? And if you're the speaker, pause every now and again to let your spouse practice a paraphrasing skill. I know this is going to feel awkward to begin with if you haven't practiced this outside even the marriage. There are a lot of people who have taken classes on this, so understand it, but maybe aren't practicing it at home. I want you to have fun practicing this skill. Be patient with each other and have compassion when one of you messes up. Again, if you're doing it together, and have compassion for yourself when you mess it up. You have old ways of being that are different from this. I mean, maybe you don't, but you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't, I don't think. So getting good at this skill will level up your marriage by cultivating a deeper understanding of each other. Help prevent conflicts from escalating and create more intimacy between the two of you. Now, don't forget to come back next week, because next week I am going to talk about some destructive communication practices that you quite possibly have been practicing so that you can learn, you can create awareness, right? And you can learn ways to make room for healthier patterns like this technique that I just talked about today. Our first step to doing something different is being aware of what we do. Until next week, I wish you all the best with carrying out this practice. And remember, if you get stuck, it's not a big deal. Admit that this doesn't come easy. Start over and book yourself a courageous love conversation to get a bit of guidance. I would love to talk to you about this process and help you get better with it. Have an amazing week. I will see you next Tuesday. Ciao, my loves. Thank you for listening to the Awaken You podcast. If you enjoyed listening, then you have to go check out Awaken You, my one-on-one coaching program where we take all of this material and we apply it to your life. We study it and we take it to your next level so that you can awaken you in your marriage. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the podcast, please visit me on my website, and together, let's awaken you.